866-2237.
Welcome to a show we call America Tonight. Water cooler buzz in the overnight highway, and you get to participate. And I hope you are alive and buzzing out there, because, boy, are we going to dive right into it. My name is Kate Delaney, and I'll be hanging with you this entire hour, going through everything, but patting you down. We're not going to do the enhanced pat-downs that you will now have to suffer through when you go to an NFL game, because now that's the new procedure, thanks to some crazy unruly fans, and I think the real reason, fear over what could happen inside these giant stadiums, because you have 32 teams and over 16 million fans that are part of the NFL nation. So you start to add up those numbers, and they could be pretty ugly if there was some kind of a rogue attack, whatever it might be. What I have heard through sources, they were very concerned about this, of course, on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, but there's been a lot of chatter lately about targets in the U.S., and nobody will confirm what the targets are other than to say where a lot of people are gathering. So you think of sporting events and the amount of people that you have in seats. And if somebody were to get in with a backpack, whatever, that somehow was concealing whatever it might be. Let's hope that does not happen, of course. But there is obviously concerned, because that's kicking in this week, week two in the NFL. And also to stop the idiots that are doing things like bringing in lasers, bringing in tasers, and all kinds of other nutty things. You know, it takes just a few people to ruin it for the whole crew. And it's always the person you have nothing to do with them. There's not even 6 degrees of separation from you and the nut who has destroyed the goodwill that is supposed to be there with fans. I mean, isn't that what fandom is all about? You're cheering for the same team, you're excited, and you might have some friendly ribbing going on if somebody wearing the opposing team's colors show up. You had the crazy thing with the Giants fan and outside of Dodger Stadium in the parking lot, how awful that was. He gets beat up and is in a coma. When that happened, I mean, that shocked everyone, right? And you've had terrible things happen with the rivalry between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees, where literally a couple of times people have been at each other's throats, and one guy even killed outside of a bar because he was a rabid Red Sox fan and the trash-talking had gotten, I guess, so rough, I don't know. And that's that can't be tolerated. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. So the pat downs are partially because of the nutballs, and I think partially because of what is not being said, the underlying fear of what the FBI has heard and what some others have heard in trying to defend our country against that elusive person or persons that are part of terrorist networks. I think that's also part of the deal too. But be prepared for a little bit of a wait if you are going to a game. And don't forget, we have our cheap little game, Nail the Score, coming up in the third hour. I shouldn't say it's a cheap little game. We have the cheap movie review, not to be confused with the Nail the Score game. You don't have to know anything about football. You might not even be a sports fan. But our computer will pick the game of the week. You throw out a numerical guess, and you could be a very big winner. It is about winners and losers, just like in sports these days in Washington. And John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, said on Thursday that it's America who needs to wiggle free from the shackles of Washington, and that we have to have sweeping changes in the tax code, entitlement reform, and less government regulation. We keep hearing that. Less government regulation. Here's Boehner in his own words.
the all or nothing approach is just not a workable mindset if we're serious about getting our economy on its feet again. And we should not make its task harder by asking it to do things that will make the environment for job creation in America even worse. Our economy is poised to take a hit from the government of at least $100 million, at least 219 times. And I think it's reasonable to ask, is it wise to be doing all of this right now?
Yeah, I agree with him there. I think we can't. The timing is it's ill-begotten timing. We can't do it now. There's no way. And why? Because our politicians really put the United States in this perilous situation. But regardless, you know, you can't squeeze a nickel and think that suddenly millions of dollars are going to pour out. And that's the problem. You got to get these jobs going. You got to do something to stop the bleeding. And it's not going to work the way the strokes are designed now in this plan. And I think it has no chance of passing anyway. So something would have to be tweaked there. I mean, you look at the organizations even relying on government that are bleeding to death and asking for money, like the United States Postal Service, which now is saying, hey, I think we can cut out overnight delivery. We would save some money there. See, that's what happens when you brainstorm and you look at things right in front of your face and realize, why should we do overnight delivery when you've got FedEx? That's what they're known for. And you have all the other companies out there that do overnight delivery. And that's where people can go and we can save money, because this wasn't a big chunk of the business really anyway. Most people that went to the Postal Service, if they wanted something quickly, they would go for the priority mail or the one size fits all or whatever the boxes that they have. So that's a smart thing. They're probably going to stop Saturday delivery too. Now the thought is they might be able to save the United States Postal Service, but we'll see. And that's just one little organization that needs money and has its hand out. And that's the problem. You have so many people with their hands out, and then you're talking about this jobs bill where you would increase some of the taxes that would create barriers to private sector jobs. And where are the jobs coming from? The private sector. So you can't do that because it's not going to happen. The jobs are not going to be there. All right, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we have another version of We Can Count and something new called Attaboy. Every once in a while, something goes in the right direction. Somebody does what the U.S. Postal Service did, and they sit in a room, they sit there and they list everything on a board, or, I don't know, they flip open some chart that shows what's connecting to what, and they actually look at the dots and decide, oh, this is easy. This is what we can do. This is what we should have done all along. So we have an attaboy moment that's pretty good, too, kind of like the Postal Service one. Coming up on the flip side, what was Robertson thinking when he said, if your partner has Alzheimer's, if your husband, your wife has Alzheimer's, Pat Robertson says, divorce them. You can divorce them because they're not really alive anymore. What? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, just a few minutes, I'm going to let you hear what Pat Robertson had to say about spouses whose partners have Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's is touching way too many people in our nation. And if you've known anyone who's gone through that, or you've had a parent who's had Alzheimer's or some other relative, you know how tough it is. And it depends on how far along they are, and there are treatments that are available for people with Alzheimer's, ways to help with their memory and whatnot. But I've seen it firsthand. I had a great aunt who had Alzheimer's, and you'd be playing dominoes with her, and she would know you, remember you. It'd be fine. She'd be going along, and then it could be, you know, dial up any name. Who knows what name she was going to say, because she started to go downhill. And there would be moments where she'd be okay, and then there'd be, you know, other moments where she wouldn't remember who you were. Now, my uncle wasn't alive. If he had been alive, there is no way he would bail on her. There is absolutely no way he would have ever walked away from her. And I think it's just crazy time for Pat Robertson when he says stuff like this. It makes me think, man, maybe it's time to try to beef up the ratings, or you know, he's throwing it out there because a listener writes a letter in about the tough times with Alzheimer's. And, of course, it is a terrible thing to have to go through. But isn't it a terrible thing when you get married and supposedly, hopefully, if you're going through those ups and downs, because it's rough, you see the divorce rate. But if you're year after year, you're doing it, you're making it, you're getting there, right? Then you're going to bail on your partner if they get cancer or Alzheimer's, or, ooh, it's just too difficult because they got this, this, or that. I mean, pick a disease, pick a poison, whatever you want. And then why even partner up if that's how you feel about it, if that's your attitude? Hey, when they're healthy and young and gorgeous and fabulous, life is great. But if they get some kind of disease, ooh, or something's too tough, I am bailing on my partner. So here's what Pat Robertson said.
This is the woman or man that you have loved for 20, 30, 40 years, and suddenly that person is gone. They're gone. They are gone. I know it sounds cruel, but if he's going to do something, he should divorce her and start all over again.
Wow, that is a bust to crazy town, because I just would hope that I would never find myself in that situation, and the person that I've stood behind and next to and everything else would just do that to me. Ooh. And I don't know very many people that would do it. I know how rough it is because I've seen it firsthand, and I know it has to be tough for a spouse. And can you imagine if there isn't a big support system, there not a lot of family to help out? Of course, that would be that much harder. But what do you think, America? Is that lunch with that comment? Or, I don't know, maybe am I looking at this all wrong? Is it just the human condition? And, hey, if it's that bad and the man has been there, because he used the male example, since it was somebody had written a note that was a man. Is it okay to say, I've been here, but this person is not the same person anymore, so I gotta move on, and it's okay if I get a divorce? Because normally, in a God-fearing world, in Pat Robertson's world, I wouldn't do that. I've got, I'm a good Christian man. I'm gonna be there with my wife, my woman. But, with Alzheimer's, geez, that changes the landscape. I don't know. Maybe this is too much of a layup. Maybe everybody's asleep. Maybe you're just like, whatever with Pat Robertson. We've heard some of the nutty things before in the past. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Those are the digits if you want to throw in your two on Robertson and Alzheimer's, which sadly, as I say, and we've had people here on the show, one of the directors for the national movement to stomp out Alzheimer's on America Tonight. And sadly, some of the people that are contracting Alzheimer's, getting it, whatever, it's not old. It's not necessarily everyone's so old and they've gotten Alzheimer's. They're starting to see it appear in much younger people, and it's a hard thing for a family to go through, no doubt. But to say that you can go ahead and bail and don't feel bad about it and it's okay to get a divorce in that situation, that's also a slippery slope anyway. Because, yes, when there's abuse, and yes, there are certain situations, but if you start to have qualifiers on what's okay, I think from a religious point of view, what's okay to dump your spouse for, ooh. And he did say it because he knew there would be reaction to it. So he did mention that he knew it was going to cause, some dust up. But I don't think when you're if you're sitting in the pews and this is you really, truly in your heart believe and you're a Christian person or believe in whatever you believe in, how do you walk away from that person? I think you have to reach out and have a support system if you don't have one already built in. But I'd say, you gotta stand by that person under any circumstance that I can possibly think of. Since we're on the road to controversy, let's stay there for a second. Besides Pat Robertson, and because we live in such a viral world, Dr. Oz, the darling of so many housewives and others, because he's got a daytime show, is now coming under some fire of his own for something that he said. And it was about apple juice. You think of how many kids drink apple juice. They see those sippy cups all over the place. Might have grandchildren, might have kids that drink apple juice. You might drink apple juice. I like apple juice. So Dr. Oz is saying, or did say on his show, that the kids were being poisoned by drinking apple juice because of the arsenic in the apple juice products, that it's got to cause a health concern. And he said that they tested apple juice and found some troubling levels of what he calls arsenic in many juices. So it just goes to show you how words can hit their mark. Robertson with the Alzheimer's comment. Oz with the comment about arsenic in apple juice. Imagine people now, mothers, families, but even just people who drink apple juice, staying away from apple juice. So if you're a company like, what is it, Del Monte, and you produce apple juice, oh, you just had to hit the ceiling when you heard that. And, of course, people are disputing what he's saying. There's a Dr. Richard Besser. He's a pediatrician, and he was the former head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He was on a show saying that Oz is scaring consumers with an irresponsible report, and he said it's like yelling fire in a movie theater because arsenic is already around us in water and air and food, soil, you know, you name it. There's two different types, organic and inorganic. So organic, you already know where I'm going with this. Organic arsenic is pretty much harmless. It's the inorganic arsenic, you know, pesticides, that kind of stuff that would cause you serious problems. That's why the spray, when you're spraying for things, you have to be so careful. And when they used to do the, I don't know how many people listening had this happen in their neighborhood, but did any of you have the mosquito trucks? Do you remember the mosquito trucks? That's what we called them, where they would spray for skeeters because they were terrible. So it was like just thick fog covering the streets, the neighborhoods. We thought it was cool. I mean, who knows how many times I was out there when the mosquito trucks were around, and who knows what we inhaled from them. I mean, well, we know what we inhaled, stuff that probably wasn't so good for us. But the mosquito trucks came around and just sprayed and sprayed and sprayed. Of course, now that doesn't happen. No way do you have a mosquito truck spraying, pumping that into the air. And the arsenic thing, that's the deal. It is true. It is already out there. But it's different when you're talking about pesticides. They're two completely different kinds of things. And the FDA has been testing, of course, this for a long time. So they're trying to say that his independent lab was, you know, didn't do it right. And, you know, now he's defending himself and saying, I'm not irresponsible. The public needs to know what's in their food. I have a feeling we haven't heard the last of the apple juice and Dr. Oz war. I don't think so. Hang with us.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We start with a rogue trader. Yes, when I say trader, do you cringe? Swiss banking giant UBS has announced that a rogue has, in fact, caused an estimated loss of $2 billion. Yep. Can the banking industry take it anymore? They are so vulnerable to everything. So the cops in London say they arrested a 31-year-old trader, Kweku Abeladali, in the alleged fraud. And they wouldn't say much more. They wouldn't even really confirm his name, but it's him. So Switzerland's largest bank warned that they could report a loss for the entire third quarter because of this trader. So, of course, their stocks plummeted. Shares in UBS AG went down the tubes. And, of course, this reminds you of some other things that have happened in the past that we won't talk about now, but we felt the sting of it, let's say. And this is a company that's trying to restore its reputation after all the subprime losses. Remember those? In the financial crisis, the government bailout, the U.S. tax evasion case that blew up or blew a hole in Switzerland's tradition of secrecy, the banking secrecy, and all of that upheaval that resulted because of it. And here we go again. You know, they're just prey to their own people. And apparently, $2 billion is a big number, isn't it? That's a very big number. So what do you do when you're the guy running UBS? You send out a letter to your employees and you say, we regret the incident came at a difficult time. It's distressing, but it won't change the fundamental strength of our firm. We urge you to stay focused on your clients who are counting on you to guide them through these uncertain times. So you could really interchange the banker's BS for the BS in Washington, right? They could exchange notes on how to spin it. So that's not good news. You want some good news? This is an attaboy in the middle of We Can Count. We've talked about the TSA, and let's face it, and I've taken a shellacking, by the way, for pummeling the TSA. Not everybody's on board with that, because I've had a lot of people in my own world and people that call the show that say, you know, what are you jumping on that whole thing for? Because who cares? Would you rather be safe? I think there is a thin line. There's a thin line that we decide one time we jump over it in one direction, one time we jump over in the other direction. And you have to be careful how much of your rights you're willing to give up. So the TSA said last week that they're spending $44.8 million to buy 300-millimeter wave advanced imaging technology machines that allow scanners to discover potential threats from a generic image that would be used for all passengers. In other words, they can't look at your package anymore when you're going through. That's not going to happen. So the naked TSA images are gone. Those days are behind us. Okay, that's a move in the right direction. We could talk about the other scanners, but it's better than the naked scanners. Better than that. But you know what it means? It means that people are making money all over the place because they had ordered so many of the other ones, so they paid for that, right? However many were already in place. Then they trash those, and they buy these others. That means some companies are making some serious jack on this. And this, once again, goes back to a common theme here on America Tonight, and an obvious one that you and I can relate to immediately. When a bunch of people are sitting around a table and their title is the leader of the management team for security across America at TSA positions, or you're John Pistoli and you're the guy who runs the TSA, and they start to talk about these x-rays where you can see everything, and then they show you how they work, and you see it where you can see the images, and you think, well, you can see breasts. You can see appendages. Now, do you not think that that's going to cause people to feel uncomfortable and it's going to cause controversy? What's the answer to that, ladies and gentlemen? The answer is yes. Of course it is. So why even spend the money and go in that direction? If you're going to have scanners, wouldn't you look for something that's just as effective but doesn't show as much? Because you know there's going to be people that are going to complain about it. Duh. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
In the great state of Michigan, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
See the way we play football up here, huh? Did we teach Notre Dame a lesson or what?
Oh, I love it. Go Irish. Boo-hoo. They're what, 0-2?
That was somebody had really a huge avocado-sized ones on that play.
I agree.
You know, I want to talk about the rich paying their fair share and stimulus package. The last 3 or 4 packages of trillions of dollars, that have been made up by all these financial experts have not worked. You know, no matter what way they figure out of spending this money to stimulate the economy. It's not working. It's not getting people jobs. I say take the money and give it straight to the people. If you voted or if you paid taxes, you get a check. Remember Bush did that? He sent everybody $300 or $600?
Yeah.
This way, send everybody, $450 billion. That's enough to send, everybody who voted or something like $4,000. I think there's 100 million people who vote. I think that's what we have to do because there's too many middlemen in the middle, and too many managers, and then they have their managers, and then the unions get the money, and then these people get the money, and I think that it's proven that it doesn't work, and you have to give the money to the people, and guess what? It's their money anyway, right?
I agree. It makes too much sense. Why not do that? Why not just give, you know, why not just give the money back to the people and let them do what they want and use it as a nest egg, spend it? People would spend it. People would spend some of that money. It would stimulate the economy. That's what we have to do. That's how you stimulate the economy. That's why you gave the example of Bush. That's why they sent the money back and people spent it.
And when it comes to, you know, I'm a conservative, and but when I hear people say, you know, the rich people pay 80% of the taxes. Well, guess what? Those same people make 80% of the money. You know, they are 100% of the millionaires.
Right.
They're 100% of the multimillionaires, and they are 100% of the billionaires. But what percentage are they of the Marines and soldiers in Afghanistan or Iraq or all over the world?
No percent.
You see? So some people, yeah, they'll pay more in money, but ask them if they'd rather pay more in sweat or in blood or in poverty. So, because look, I mean, if you have a company right now, they're coming out with all these things about, you know, Republicans are saying we have to generate an ambiance that's friendly to business. So if we lower their taxes, they'll bring jobs back. So if I'm paying 35% in my corporation now and they lower it to 25%, and I have my 5,000 laborers in China and I'm paying them a dollar every week, why am I going to move to the United States? I'm still going to be able to.
They're pledging they'll do that. Like the head of Cisco is saying he would do it, and some others have jumped on the same bandwagon saying that they'll, if that happens, because for them there's also costs associated with that, with going to China or Brazil. But I'm going to stick with China because Red Dragon, we need to get out of Red Dragon, and everybody's all about that. So I think you would bring more business in. You would take some of those jobs back. Now, of course, I would want to sign pledge because I don't trust any of these SOBs.
Yeah, like, you know, all they're going to do is, you know what, I couldn't keep that pledge.
That's
because
right.
I had to retire, you know.
That's what I'm
Sorry.
Saying. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. How much do you trust them, you know? Hey,
you know, what we need, Kate, is tariffs. If you put tariffs up,
yes.
That guy, whoever he is, Cisco, the CEO of Cisco, is not going to be able to send his stuff back to the United States because the tariff will raise the price make it prohibitive for him. That's what we need to do is have tariffs again. You know?
I agree.
And on that,
forget
from the great state, football state of Michigan, I say have a great night.
You too. I agree, Tomas. Thanks. Tariffs would help. Maybe that's... If you can't swallow the 35 to 25% because we're saying we're not going to believe all of them, then okay. Then if the tariffs are in place, then that's what it is. There's your regulation. And since we have regulation all over the place, why don't we have the tariffs? I mean, the idea was to create more flow with the commerce situation. So forget about it. Flip the equation. That makes sense. You're right. Bottom line is, I don't see these jobs that are going to start flowing with the current situation that we're in. And you talk to, I don't care what it is, small businesses, big businesses, whatever. You see these job fairs, they have job fairs and they have 20 times the people that normally would show up. 20 times. What does that say to you? That are filling out applications, that are standing there waiting to be interviewed right away. I think that sends a big signal out that people are in really, really bad shape, and that's why that's happening. That's why you have people, and see, the effect was what happens is, and sometimes you have people who are way overqualified, they get a job that somebody else should have gotten that didn't have a degree, and then it's just a bottleneck effect anyway across the board. I mean, we're in bad shape, there's no question about that. Human trafficking, we're tackling that question next on America Tonight.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know, something that we've talked about a bunch here on ATN is sadly what's happened with human trafficking. We've heard crazy stories from a lot of nooks and crannies, you know, that I'm always talking about. And right here in the United States, it's a story that was broken wide open probably a couple of years ago. There was even a little mini TV series done about human trafficking. And I thought they did a great job of highlighting it and I think raised some awareness. Now, I saw a story the other day in the Washington Times. There's a Washington-based group that's pushing for stronger laws against human trafficking. And they pointed out there's like nine states that are lagging behind in trying to pass laws to combat this now growing crime. And I think there's some people who don't realize just how serious this is and how scary this is. Somebody who does, though, is joining us now from our virtual green room, Benita Benitez, and she's certainly waging a war against fighting against human trafficking. Hey, Benita, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How about you, Kate? Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, you heard what I said. I think a lot of people don't realize when they think of human trafficking, they think of places in Asia and other parts of the world, and geez, well, maybe some American women or girls go someplace, and they hear these stories where somebody gets kidnapped and they've gone missing, and they're saying it could be human trafficking. But this kind of stuff is happening in the United States, isn't it?
Yes, it's being reported in the United States that between 14,000 to 15,000 people are trafficked to the United States from outside of the United States. And that was reported like in 2006 and 2007. And I think it's higher than that.
Are there any, from the stories that you've heard and whatnot, is there any particular region where this happens more, where they're coming into the United States? Is it in the Northeast, or nah, it's just a widespread problem, probably?
I've heard that it's right here in the, I live in Texas, and it's 20% of the human trafficking that's coming in is coming through the state of Texas.
Wow. Wow. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, if it's 15 to 17,000 people, that's quite a bit coming through here.
I would agree with you. And when people, when we're talking about human trafficking, are we just talking about young girls, or are we talking about boys too, or is it all kinds of people?
There are all kinds of forms of human trafficking. They label it like labor trafficking, bonded labor, debt bondage, which is guest workers. They have domestic slave type conditions, forced child labor, child soldiers, sex trafficking, and prostitution. My concern right now in the United States is children being exploited for commercial sex and between the ages of 5 and 18. And the kidnapping, I think the United States of America recently in 2010 reported what was going on in the United States. I think for several years we've reported what was going on around the outside the United States in various countries. But for the first time in 2010, we reported what's going on here in the United States. And I saw some stats that were frightening to me that said anywhere between 800,000 kidnappings of children between the ages of 5 and 18 happen in the United States.
Wow. Wow.
That was a crazy number, and that's not the Amber Alert. They're not talking about Amber Alert. They're talking about something that I couldn't even wrap my mind around it, and that's how I got active in wanting to do something or become an activist or an abolitionist against human trafficking, roughly about 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago.
So tell us what you're doing in this, in your effort to combat it.
Well, what I'm doing is I took the initiative to open up a nonprofit organization called Global Slavery Remembrance Day. And what I basically do is I've spent a little bit of researching the past of history of slavery in order to move into what's going on today. So I take, I give the public awareness events and programs that I do.
Yeah, has it been, since you started to do this, do you feel, has it been a sense of, I don't know, I don't want to say rewarding, but you feel like you're doing something, you're chipping away at it, you're trying to raise the level. Is that part of what you get out of this?
Raise the level of consciousness. I'm really, really trying to see where, President George Bush back in, I believe in 2008 and, 2006, 7, and 8 really, really took a serious initiative to call all human, all United States of American citizens to recommit themselves to combat this serious crime. And I want to ask, where are you, President Bush, right now? We need you. We need you to take the lead because he definitely was on a move to combat human trafficking. Most people don't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that because I knew some people, I knew some aides that were talking about that. That was one of the things that I think appalled him. And speaking of former President Bush, how about Governor Rick Perry? What happened with Perry? He did he signed a couple of bills this year that would actually make stiffer penalties, right, for people who tried to commit human trafficking in Texas, which is obviously a problem because you just told us the statistics. You think this will help, don't you?
Yes, I do. I mean, he really has passed a lot of laws, and I believe that in his campaign, I'm hoping that he mentions it inside of the campaign when he starts to run.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you met any of the people that have been through this ordeal? Have you met any of these people that have been in, I mean, let's face it, it's like it's human slavery.
You know, I actually have had an opportunity to meet one person and talk to a young lady who was sold at the age of 2 years old, and she was enslaved for roughly about 15 years of her life before she escaped. And the sad part about it is that in order for her to climb the ladders, I think in that organization, she had to become a solicitor of victims.
Wow.
So the very thing that happened to her, she had to do in order to save her life, to find a way out. And it was just a sad story.
Yeah, no kidding. And here, and we're talking about human trafficking, of course, and we've mentioned some of the statistics as far as the United States and some of the numbers that you've heard, some of the numbers that I've heard. I think that if people knew more of the individual stories too, I think Vania, they'd be absolutely appalled. And you said you saw things that you couldn't believe. Don't you think most people their antenna would just go up like, wow, I can't believe that. See, I think there's a disconnect because people don't realize, is what I said in the beginning, that this is happening right here in the United States. You have to be kidding me. And I think that's frightening.
It is frightening. Like I said, I'm 51 years old and I was not aware of it at all. And I have three children. And it wasn't until I started researching history that all of a sudden, this modern-day slavery and words started coming up, and I did not know what modern-day slavery was, and I didn't understand that it was a form of slavery, of trafficking in persons.
Yeah,
I never heard of it.
Yeah, do you think people just need to be also more aware of what's going on with their kids to make sure, because not to make people paranoid and distrusting of everybody, but I think you kind of have to keep an eye on what's happening.
Well, the predators prey on the most weak among us, primarily children, teenagers that feel disconnected with their parents because they may be working two jobs or out of the house and feeling a sense of loneliness, and they're going out there trying to find love, and sometimes a very young boyfriend that they are getting involved in, unfortunately, are those that are soliciting to get them kidnapped.
All right, Vanita Benitez, continue to push for that, to try to help as much as you can, and you are doing that. If everybody listening wants to check out more about Vanita, go to globalslaveryrememberanceday.com. Vanita, thanks.